The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. A little green space can make a big difference in blighted city neighborhoods. According to recent research from the City of Philadelphia, it found turning vacant lots into mini parks reduced crime and cut rates of depression, especially in low-income areas. VOA's Steve Barragona went to have a look.
About 40,000 vacant lots litter Philadelphia's neighborhoods. Each one is a magnet for crimes big and small, says Keith Green with the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society.
It sets itself up for dumping like this. It's really not safe for the kids that live around here because, you know, it's an open lot. Anybody can hide in here. You can stash drugs in here.
Emergency room doctor Gina South says she started treating people from these drug and crime-infested neighborhoods during her training at the University of Pennsylvania.
We took care of a lot of shooting victims and did a great job of treating their physical injuries, but did little to nothing to think about what was causing them to come in as shooting victims to us in the first place.
South's research found the environment of these blighted neighborhoods was affecting the mental health of the people who lived there.
They felt stigmatized and neglected, and then experienced a lot of negative emotions like depression and anxiety and fear.
South wondered what changing their environment might do. She started looking at the program Keith Green directs, called Philadelphia Land Care. Green hires local landscapers to clear the trash and weeds from vacant lots, replace them with trees and grass, mow them twice a month, and surround them with fences with openings that invite people in.
What we found was a significant drop in heart rate when people were walking past the vacant lots when they were green compared to before they were green.
Her group also found rates of depression dropped by about 40% around the lots that had been cleaned and greened. Crime went down, too, by 10% or more.
And our results were most prominent, actually, in the poorest neighborhoods in the city, so indicating that there may be certain neighborhoods where interventions like this can have the biggest impact.
Longtime resident Sheila Parker says the change has made a big difference for people's mental health.
People, you know, they go out their door and they just see rubbish and trash and nothing cut. It does a lot to a person. I know this has really been helpful for me. It really has.
Steve Barragona, VOA News, Philadelphia.
Thanks for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Find out more at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.